Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We born in rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
banger.
Keep your hands ringing.
calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller.
Tonight. salary with price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul, I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the King. Hot new mix. New banger. You're jamming with the King. Hot new mix.
So I walk through the valley. Are you the
Mexican? Shall not fear no man but God. So I walk through the valley of death.
Back in elementary,
going out.
never happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
Spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. show, where? Yeah. Hip-hop.
Let's go. Turn it down, turn it down.
Lamborghini Mercy. Don't keep me so
crazy. Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I hear
city to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? Mad Monday, hold on, let me get my instrumentals right. Hold on. What's going on, man? True West Radio. Mad Monday. DJ Hev Love.
Hey.
Trulia.
Hey.
What the business is?
Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
Motherfucking Chili Willy Penguin. It's cold as a motherfucker.
I've been doing it all day.
It's cold down here too. It's cold down here too.
Motherfucker been
sitting
in front of the damn heater all goddamn day.
What?
Man.
Believe it or not, I still got my
condition on. Oh, nigga, I can believe it, shit. Come down!
Who playing tonight?
Oh, Arizona and New England.
Oh.
Yeah. What's good, though? Tell me something good.
Oh.
What's good with y'all? Nothing? Cold? Y'all ready for the holidays?
Hell yeah. As ready as I'm going to get.
And birthdays?
As ready as I'm going to get. I'm just saying.
I hope y'all ain't saying birthday energy next month when it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't born on Christmas, so.
Yeah, this is bad business. They had a thing on the news a couple of days ago talking about how December kids get cheated more than anybody else. And I want to hit them motherfuckers and say, okay, what about if your birthday on Christmas? Shit.
Yeah,
I get cheated every year for all my life. 55 years.
Yeah. Because you have a choice to make. You're going to tell your celebrate your birthday at Christmas.
Mm-mm.
Which one you want. You get your birthday
gift. I'm going to start telling people who don't know my birthday is a different time.
24?
No.
You need two presents. The 25th. Really?
Well, my daughter's on the 24th. I'll be on the 24th of April or some shit.
That means they're going to change the month and everything.
I'm going to change the month and everything. So when Christmas come around, the people who know my birthday, you know, people don't know my birthday. My shit gonna be April 25th.
Join me and be January 24th. We can have
whatever.
A double bash. We have a double bash.
Nigga, that shit still close to December, so. I ain't fucking with it. Anything close to December, I don't want it. I'm just going to change that shit to something else.
Tree, how was the show over the weekend?
Huh?
As do you, how the show
was. Wonderful. It was good.
Yes, y'all turn up.
Yeah, a little bit. They kind of, you know, I don't turn up like that, so I'm going to have to.
Oh, yeah?
No.
So you was in your alter ego.
I just seen
some of the video. You know what I'm saying? I be watching you work.
Y'all was doing some things.
No. See, what she don't know is that we get footage of these shows.
I ain't even talking about the show. I'm talking about the pre-show.
Oh. Big boy.
Nigga, the pre-show was cracking.
That boy.
The pre-show led up to the show.
Yeah.
Pre-show was cracking. I just get with that. Yeah, that shit was cracking. I didn't even show my son yet. I'm about to show my son. Pre-show was cracking.
That's what's up.
Got the twerkage going on and shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, boy, y'all better cut that shit out. We in the wrong.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, because the first part had me fucked up. When I looked at it, I was about to start the damn show.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then my damn computer is going haywire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it's all good, just in there.
See, the difference is you get direct feed, Scratch. I gotta wait for the ins and outs to send me my portions. I see it from a whole other angle. They don't show me the good. I don't get the good part.
What you talking about? Have I tagged you even?
Yeah, I saw that part. Good part, Joe. Yeah, I saw that shit there. You think you're lucky, girl? I said, but she sounds so innocent. And then when I saw what she said, I said, oh, no, she don't want to meet me. She don't want to meet me. Nope.
Man. Wow. I was like, I gotta finish watching it, but I had to set the show up.
Oh, it's good. It's a little bit more at the end.
Okay.
Well, I'm damn sure going to...
He ain't seen nothing.
Yeah. He ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. You ain't seen my best friends them dance until when I was performing.
They was up there with you?
Yeah. They came up there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
You damn sure wouldn't give me her number.
No.
Oh, man. No, I know. I'm just yanking your chain because I knew it wasn't going down in the first place.
Yeah.
Nah, it's all good. And good looking out for giving me that good old shout, though.
Duh, you're the greatest. Duh.
Hey, shit, I'm glad somebody think I am. Shit.
Nigga, I thought you were 15 years ago.
You crazy. Get the fuck out of here.
You thought he was a man
10
years ago, huh?
15 years ago. We was on the radio in Detroit. And you know what? It's so crazy because, King Scratch was the special guest on the show that night with Black Tear. And one of my other partners kept calling, said, man, go call the radio show here, man. It was Boo the Cup, blood partner, and they call the radio show, man. King Scratch on there. I said, man, look. I said, Scratch ain't gonna want to fool with me. I'm a DJ too. And some man called me. I'm sorry. I called him, gave him the rundown. You know, make up the Scratch if you ain't got off the line. And I hear Scratch say, I want to link up with that country dude. He said, everybody that talks to me, I want to get with him.
Nah, nigga. What happened was, when I gave everybody my email address,
yeah.
You kept hitting me on my email. And I say, let me call this motherfucker and see what he talking about.
But that's what made me hit you up in the email like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was still on the show. But, you know, black children do like we do. You know what I'm saying? He lets you come in, say who you is, what you know, what you want. And boom, he cuts your microphone off. You ain't no hanging around, playing around on his show. Well, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless he knew who you was and he gave you that class to stay there. But after after collaborating with Scratch, after that, he had started wanting me to do shows with him and everything. He's like, man, I sure like you be on with you. So, you know, I came a few nights to him, too. You know, he was part of the drive to get to where we are now. So, you know, it was just like I said, it was just crazy that man. It shocked me when you said that. I want to work with that guy right there, that country guy. He's country. I want to work with him. That's all you can remember. He's country. I want to work with him.
Well,
country.
That's absolutely a country, too.
I'm going to see how country she is.
I am not country.
I'm going to see. You stay in the grocery store.
I'm so country.
You know, I already got one all the time. Like, you stay in the grocery store. Country people love the grocery store.
Yep, because I
didn't
live. Well, how come when she got to Houston, I was talking to her. Where you at? She said, the grocery store.
Why? Because I had a kitchen in my Airbnb. So why would I go spend food if I got to go? Why would I go pay for fast food if I got a kitchen?
Right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Wait a minute. No, I'm gonna tell you exactly how it went. I say, where you at? And she started laughing.
That's
and I'm like, what you laughing for? She said, I'm at the grocery store. I'm like, your ass is going to go all the way out of town to go to the grocery store, too.
That's so
deep. Hold on.
So what was the entree for today? Did you all in the grocery store got cooked for yourself while you get ready for a show?
I cooked for the event down there. So that's why I went to the grocery store. I cooked while I was down there.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I hate how this show. You get fat food and you turn out to mother.
I went up there to get me something to eat and everything was gone.
Yeah. You know you can't do that around black folks. Get no food out of the kitchen.
I did devil eggs and hot wings. I did regular wings, homemade mac and cheese, and something else. I can't remember.
Hey, you gonna save some boys.
Yeah, it is something simple.
Yeah, you must save some people.
Oh, I did them little barbecue wings. The wings.
Oh,
I did them barbecue sausage things. Yeah.
Look.
Oh, my bad.
I knew it. I'm getting hungry just thinking about what she cooked. Real smoky, my barbecue smoky and shit. Did you have cheese on the stick, too?
Yeah. No, they ain't had no cheese on the stick.
How the niggas do cheese on the stick? What kind of cheese is
that? Right.
Maybe y'all ain't been there for half enough. You come out here where I'm at, man. Say, you motherfucker gonna make sure you stop up tonight. Hey, they don't have a party. They don't have a party out here that when they got free food, they got to have a cheese rack out there.
Y'all niggas say a cheese rack.
They have because of the cheese cube and take them for toothpicks up. No olives. Just cheese on stick.
Well, okay. I ain't never checked that before.
Yeah,
no cheese on stick. Motherfucker do.
I always thought they wouldn't be put the ham on the stick with the damn cheese in.
I don't even see. I mean, what to do? Are you going to fry that shit? Whatever you put something hot on with some cheese on that motherfucker, it's going to melt off the stick, ain't it?
It's a toothpick. You ain't got all you gonna do is put it in the bite in your mouth. You got your bite of cheese. It's like if you order a regular hamburger, you three of them or toothpicks, you good. Just like you have a cheeseburger.
I don't know. It seems like to me, I don't know. What you motherfucker just gonna beat that motherfucker for about 2 minutes or less or something?
I don't know what they do, man.
It's so goddamn hot, it's gonna burn your fucking mouth.
I have noticed that several events, so it becomes my question too. And they always give you something fucking.
The TV so hot it's gonna burn your mouth when you eat that shit type of shit.
They don't do that kind of stuff.
They won't be no fun if they cool off.
These folks out here don't even season their food before they sit there. They don't want some people in their lives in no shape, form, fashion. You know, if you got to shit too over seasoned, they say you threaten people's health with high blood pressure. You know, if you got it too sweet, they say you threaten the people with diabetes.
Nigga, so if you want some bland food, all you gotta go get some white folk house.
Yeah, where they serve presentation.
Yeah, they don't. What they do is they. They get a pinch of salt and put it on the food. I'm like, dude, you got to put about 5 pinches of salt on there for it to be right.
Yeah.
They just get they get a little pinch and then they just be sprinkling the salt over their food. I be watching them cooking channels. I call them cooking hoes. I be watching them and they just get a little pinch of salt and just start sprinkling over their goddamn steak or whatever the hell they cooking.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it ain't gonna do nothing.
See, you surprised?
It ain't gotta be super sweet, and then it ain't gotta be super salty.
Yeah.
But goddamn it, I wanna taste some shit. Motherfucker don't want that. Motherfucker got the shit, man. You gotta doctor that shit up. I don't want that shit. You throw anyway. That was me and my son when we go to people's house and they cook something and it's too salty. We call it Utah. That's our code word for it. It's salty as hell. Yeah. So I don't want it super salty. I don't want it super sweet. But at least I want some goddamn flavor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit. Motherfuckers gonna be having no flavor on that shit. Right. Fuck yeah. Shit, if they all soft, nigga, they done. It ain't gonna take that long to cook. But, the damn fish was frozen, so I didn't take all of the little separate bags out and put it in the goddamn water. I just put the whole bag in that motherfucker. Shit.
Cook it tonight. I've been thinking about a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't ask me what kind of concept. I got about 18 of them running through my head.
This nigga said reality TV show.
I want to be the first black man to write a script. It ain't got no gay action in it.
Yeah.
So I know I won't be in the running as long.
You want to what?
I want to be the first black man to start writing movies that ain't no gay scenes in it. I'm gonna bring Tiffany back and everything. I'm gonna bring Gorilla Tiffany back. I know it's gonna last long. You ain't got a chance.
No. I'm trying to think. I would have to agree on the two women I don't want to see no two men. You know what I'm saying? It's the women. I was cool with that guy saying, I'm good.
If I'm going to write a scene with two women, it's going to be a nigga that's over there. In between, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get the REO. You ain't going to get just the O.
Hey, well, hey, it's your movie. Shit.
We ain't going to be just
all boy, you want me to play.
We would have them all along with you.
Go Niners.
Yeah, shit. Damn. No,
well, damn, you got the controls. Play a couple of jams or something. Play my song.
I ain't got the control tonight. My computer is out of whack tonight. I got it updated. And it ain't stopped updating yet. I'm hoping to be ready tomorrow. I got it for an update.
You ain't find out where they took Brittany Griner to?
Huh?
Brittany Griner down there where you went, Scott?
Yeah, home.
Where is home?
I don't know where goddamn home is. I think it's in Phoenix.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she at the house. She tells me.
What did they do to get her out?
Huh? They had to let this old motherfucker assassin out to let her out.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she's out.
Yeah.
But, you know, now the assassin is mad, so he probably getting ready to come back to the U.S. and try to kill up some motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, Putin ain't going to let that nigga stay out of jail. That ain't going to let that nigga go. Get back. Welcome home. Go see your family. And here go the list of the people I want you to kill since you left.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Well, shit.
That song you want to hear is Flow 2. You type in Flow 2. Yeah, Flow 2.
Hold on. Let me see.
Flow 2. F-L-O-W-2. I had to think about what it was under there. It was so good because you know in two different spots.
Right.
Shit. You know.
But at 2 West Radio, Mad Monday, man, give us a call 323-642-1597. Let me play this shit. I love this damn song.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Yeah, right back in it like I know you missed me. Flow too crispy. I am on the go ballistic. Coldness with the flow is no contention. Overdo it. Yeah, I always overdid it. So committed. No pretending. You forgot about my pen. I'm so offended. So relentless. Open at your neck with no precision. I'm talking holding sin. Ain't no decision when it comes to survival. Breaking bars out without a motherfucking problem. You know I'ma spit a lyric, sit them like a yapper. Big like Biggie, rich like Diddy. Hammer chicks and Diddy, always him and Lizzie Yaga. I repeat box, I'ma sip it out the bottle. Pumping up lean codeine, I swallow. Blowing on green on the scene in Nevada. I'm so exclusive, I'm so elusive to these niggas that be full of excuses. Useless, ruthless, how I do this music. Flow so stupid. Killing other rappers and I'm having a ball with this. I don't need a cosign, I know I'm a dog with this. Way too raw with this, breaking the law with this. Give me the beat and I'ma be ripping up all of it. I don't need no feature. I got more styles than sneakers. All I spit is that heater sitting on top of tracks like bleachers. All I smoke is good reefer. Even on a bad day, I spit ether. Every verse got a fever. Ain't no mumbling. I got bars. Let me know if you need them. I just ride the beat like a car. Tell a hater that I can't see him. I'm so high, I see stars. Out of this world with the flow and I'm about to land on Mars. My shit hard. That's 'cause I spit that shit straight from my heart. Nigga, put me on the truck and then the body
your promise. I got it, the pop and the hottest shit you ain't never heard of. You know a kid that ran out of calisthenics, making everybody feel it, the minutes commit murder. Who that wanted to punish my opponents, they wanna get down on me, I'm keeping a nine on me. Niggas phony, I know you ain't my homie, I'm keeping my eyes on you and ready to ride on you. No mistake, no faking, I'm breaking feathers off for real. Every time I grab the mic, I do the same thing. Why is it when I'm turning on the radio and all I hear is the niggas that can't rap or they can't sing? It's a pressure when you know you gotta listen, and the question if you know me, I'm the coldest nigga you done met. And I don't be giving a fuck about you, talk about your department can rap, cause he ain't motherfucking ready yet. Most of these rappers ain't lyrical, your flow is pitiful. I'm at the pinnacle, I do the most, you do the minimal. No, you can't fuck with my mental or physical, throw the individual. I want residuals, I see the money, it's all in my visual. You cannot see me just like I'm invisible. Competition got me feeling invincible. Check my delivery, I give a misery. I got agility with this ability. My flow officially going in history. You cannot get with me, bars on infinity. Yeah, the bars on infinity. I might just sign you and call you my mini-me. I'm only one, but I feel like it's enemy. Yeah, I got shit on me, anime shit on me. I got your rent on me, I got your bitch on me. But I don't wanna, I told that hoe, get off me. You bitch, I'm energy, ain't no more sympathy. You ain't a boss, you cannot symphony me. Simply playing these hoes like a symphony. Left and I came right back like, remember me? Heard this beat and I can't lie, attempted me. My haters thought I was gone, that was it for me. I make them sick of me, get so much room in my table to eat. You cannot sit with me, I don't feel empathy. You just a lick to me, and I just turn this beat to rotisserie. Yeah, I got soldiers, just like an infantry. That's for my enemies, and all my frenemies. Why do you envy me? I'm on the spin this week. I'm probably about some every time that you mention me, nigga.
Double A, double L. TV. No hook. Straight bars. Spitters only, my nigga.
Sexy.
Pasadena, body like Trina. I think I want a nasty girl, one-on-one, a grown girl. I think I want a nasty girl, the type of girl make me want to chew all of her bubblegum. I know I want a nasty girl, lips and lungs, great for her tongue.
My pussy and slap it on my ass, teach I'm wasted. Your Tennessee got me faded. 69 times, put this pussy on your mind. I'm a nasty bitch, I like a choke on dick. Deep throat it down, hold my breath and bounce. Call me a bobblehead, I'm going full solid from the head. On the head, I'm getting wet, I'm trying to fuck, you know what's up. I'm on my nasty grind, make sure you come on time. Bust it on my face, watch me turn around. Stick it back and no ass can't fix. Fuck my back while I'm clapping, this ass all in your face while I'm jacking. Turn me over, fuck the pull, I'll get from where you fucking sober. Place the pearl, so I'm watching you fucking run. Yeah, that's how I'm coming, going dumb on the night. I have run, will it beat me to the head, boy? I get a contest. You beat it. Pressure bust the price to beat it up while I'm creaming. Even straight from the tub, sticking ass up in my hole. I can be a nasty girl if that cash come with pearls. I like the way you take the pussy, turn around and break the pussy. Why pussy on the loose, contain it if you could. Blowing bubbles with the sperm, head back, I'm gargling. Eat me like a buffet, put this pussy on your plate. Eat my sick while I take a shit. Put the cane on your lips, hold your mouth open like you at the dentist. Suck my teeth like you been in the fucking breast milk. I take the evidence, so why the fuck you ain't drinking? When I press down, I need about 5 rounds. Till I tap out, I'm winning this bottle with my mouth. It's a fantasy, you get it now too. When you pull it out your wallet, make sure you double check your pocket.
That's all I want.
That's all I want. All I want for Christmas. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want.
What I want for Christmas is a never-ending list. Success in this business, eggnog in this inning. Confusion to the losers, all I care about is winning. Got women and hoes, jolly yo, same next shit. Shining like that reindeer every year. I'ma be ready to kill if I get a sweater again. This year I will be on my pimp shit. Stay by a fire like a Christmas stocking. Red bow wrapped around a brand new Benz. Red phone sucking at my brand new kids. Under the mistletoe getting thrown in my slips. Feeling like a president on Xmas. When you in the spirit, man, it's never endless. Your girls and your kids, family and your friends. Just give me a cool nine or a huge mag and a mountain for the money back.
That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
True West Radio, what the fuck, bro? We back up in here. We can have love and Trulio and everybody else is on True West Radio. Listen, man, 323-642-1597. Give us a call. We right here. So, yeah. What the business, y'all, eh? Y'all done disappeared. Hello.
Incredible.
Whoa. I'm about to say, goddamn it, no, what? Y'all, I see y'all, but I'm in here by myself.
Nah, you ain't by yourself. I'm watching the game with you. I think I'm probably like 20 seconds behind you on the TV.
Probably so. Yeah, I think because I used to make bets with people. I'll be like, man, they about to throw a touchdown. Betty, I'll throw a touchdown. Must it be way ahead of him?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all cook today?
We ain't cooked nothing cook? Yet. We're about to, after the show, I'm going to cook some fish with my son. And I was going to pull them goddamn shrimp out. But I don't feel like cleaning them motherfuckers. You gotta pull the shells off, spray them down the middle, take the shit out. I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm over
he
that.
He's been over there for a few days, huh?
Huh?
Tell him you might well go and move in.
What, my son?
Nah,
he already lived with me a few times. He don't want to move in with me. Nah, he's good because my grandson was down here. He had came down from Vegas. His mama brought him down from Vegas, so we was down here hanging out. Then he went to L.A. to his grandma's house and all that stuff. Yeah, so. And we don't hang out a lot because he be working a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What happened to you, Hell?
Spread me old device cavity tech, kid.
You gotta go stand on the roof so you can get a connection, nigga.
Look, I'll not be doing a cross-eyed chicken this year.
Man, these motherfuckers, fucking coyotes out here going wild. Not where I'm at. But coyotes going wild, man. The man got out the car and put his daughter down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to go and get some stuff out the car. The fucking coyote ran up and grabbed the little girl and started dragging her ass away.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the motherfucker grabbed my goddamn grandkid and I'm gonna blast that motherfucker.
Yeah.
They don't want nobody to shoot nothing, but they grabbing your baby. And then three or four people, the motherfucker coyotes hopped the gate and grabbed their dog.
Yeah.
So did the little girl get hurt?
Up a little bit. I would think they bit her, but she got scratched up a little bit. She had to go still get a rabies shot and all that old stuff. But nigga, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, a bear. Nigga, a dog. Nigga, a motherfucking irate cat. You getting ready to get your head blew the fuck off. They don't want you to do that shit, but goddamn it, nigga, if somebody taking my goddamn chihuahua, goddamn whatever it is, if it's a person or whatever, you getting ready to get your motherfucker whole head blew off. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Could be a motherfucker just grab your dog and walk off. I already know you getting ready to get something hot in your ass. So let alone a goddamn mountain lion, a bear, a motherfucking coyote, a wolf, whatever. Nah,
My neighbor had her dog scooped up by an owl.
A owl? I shoot an owl, a falcon, a eagle, or whatever the fuck. You know the eagles are dangerous. Yep, he'll be a dead eagle like a motherfucker picking up my dog. If I see it. Nigga, owls is right. People think owls are just cool. Fellow motherfucking animals with they got their heads swiveling around type of shit. Them owls will take your shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, you'll be outside barbecuing. Cubs come down there and scoop up your barbecue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm cool. Any of them damn things will die. Them motherfuckers, you can't shoot them. Nigga, if the goddamn, the coyotes in your backyard, you the police, and they grab your goddamn dog. You ain't even ready to shoot that motherfucker?
I'm busting.
Get the fuck out of here.
They busting.
but they don't want us to shoot them, though.
Shit. You know, I was talking to a lady today, and it's an area out here where I live called Fort Spring. And this woman, I told her, I will not go fishing nowhere in America other than Fort Spring. And she asked me why. I said, for the simple fact is that in Fort Spring, I know who water I'm fishing in. Now, if I go to that river, I got to have some license. Or I go to one of these lakes, you got to have some license. If you get caught on somebody else's property, you better have some license. You know what I'm saying? But if you is, that's where you live, and you have that amenity on your property, or you are a friend of the family that owns the plot where you're fishing it, it's all right. If you ain't got no license.
Why, you gotta get your motherfucking ass on my property?
Yeah, so I told her I was gonna go fishing nowhere else other than there. She said, why is it? Because everybody out there know me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I can't be in the South.
Yeah, you have no spot to go to, man. And see, a lot of them are tricky. See, a lot of them tricky when it comes home. Like, you get you some private things. Then they get tricky with you. If you don't know who property you own, you know, and got consent from them people, they can jam you up.
Right.
You know. But if you know where you're
like
at.
My father, father, he moved to Atlanta. And see, you know, in Cali and a whole lot of other places, most of us got fences out here.
Yeah.
Well, all of us got fences, you know what I mean? But in Atlanta, it just be tree lines. So you could run to the other people's property. You could go to the side and run. It ain't no fucking fences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you might just be you might just be like one goddamn step on somebody else's property and it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I know that tree right there. Get the fuck out of my goddamn property.
One thing about these folks in Texas, when they put wire around their place, it's that barbed wire. They got this wire with some razors and shit on them. That's in the black neighborhood. I mean, you know, now, these good white people, they put up the link fence and shit out there to keep bigger animals out.
I know what you're talking about. Them motherfuckers be hiding in wood stakes. But see,
the whole thing about it
is you fuck around and you just stepped over the damn state.
Yeah.
Knowing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to get blasted.
Yep, that's crazy.
Can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the Crips and Blood.
Yeah.
At least I know where the fuck I need to go out here. Or where I can be or where I can't be. Y'all down south, boy, y'all fuck around. It is fucked up. I mean, I'd be too old to be walking around that bitch anyway.
Yeah.
Especially at dark or something like that. Hell no. Nah. I ain't hunting. I ain't fishing. I just stay in the house and drink and watch TV or make some music or something like that. Y'all used to that shit, though.
Yeah.
Nah. I'll pass. If I hop the gate and go over this nigga's fence or something like that, he know I ain't supposed to be on that side of the fence. And I ain't hopping no fence. So, you know,
have you ever been in an area to where when it's dark and ain't no lights around, you got your pills to see, you can't see shit?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been in those conditions where when the lights go out, if you don't know what you know, It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
I was in North Carolina. I think North Carolina. That's closer to Atlanta. And me and my father, we went to go and see my stepmother's dad. This motherfucker, he live in the backwood.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about way deep. So we was trying to find our way around because we didn't have cell phones back then. So we had to rely on the map. So we stopped by this one gas station, and we was getting some gas and shit, and then we was asking the motherfucker in the gas station, like, how do we get to this spot? He said, this is how you get there. Do not turn right, because they had clans in the middle of that shit, bro.
Yeah.
So when we finally got to his house, bro, I'm talking. I couldn't live in them conditions. I'm talking about, nigga, it looked like a chat. The motherfucker was getting raccoon hide. They also hanging up and shit and motherfucking why? No, I couldn't do it. And see, what we went down there because my father was trying to get him to move out of that damn place.
Yeah,
and move to another with them. Man, I'm telling you, that shit was so raggedy, bro. Nigga, the bathroom. But I was like, shit, I guess if you're used to living like that, it's all good.
Yeah.
Man, the motherfuckers had so much wildlife. No. But, oh, no. It was too much wildlife, bro. Too many bugs, too much wildlife.
Yeah.
And then the clan live around the corner?
Right.
Oh, cuz, you got a problem. Man. The motherfucker said, go down the road and turn left. Do not turn right. Because if we'd have turned right, we'd have been right up in clan country, bro.
Yeah.
Nope. We had burgers in the car, though. But hell, shit, if you got a motherfucker, 17 clan motherfuckers, us two motherfuckers couldn't do shit. But try to hold the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is, I can't live nowhere but tornadoes and floods.
Yeah.
Y'all be having all that shit.
Yeah, all in one.
Hell yeah. It was raining like earlier today. Huh?
I said, that's your favorite line.
Hell yeah, that's my favorite line, especially when I'm talking to y'all Southern people. Shit. I'm talking to y'all. That is my favorite right line because I can't do it. I can't do it. I was going to move to Dallas at one time in my life. And when I was in a tornado and that lightning hit that pole, I was like, I'm going back to Cali.
She's real out here, though.
Yeah, that's just that. Like, our weather is too fucked up for me, bro. No. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm getting the fuck out of goddamn Texas.
Yeah.
I've been in Texas too many times with just natural shit just be happening.
Yeah.
Weather and all that. Nope. I can't see how y'all can stay there. But then I can't see how y'all can stay here.
Yeah.
Because everybody out there be like, damn, I don't want to be in no earthquake.
All right. So that's what you saying. I'm scared if I come to California, I'm a stalker because you're not big guy here. I'm too big to go to California. I hit the step on the ground and break it off. And decide you want to slide off the coast when I get there.
I was quite sneak up on
you. Yeah.
You know. So if you just sitting here and all of a sudden the earth starts shaking, it's just your nigga reaction that makes that shit happen. Out there, here come a goddamn tornado or some shit. And the only thing you got to do is pray and hope that it don't come by you. Because them motherfuckers, they go all the way around your house and tear the neighbor's shit up. I don't know how it is down there in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Depending on what part you're in.
So your weather don't be fucked up like that around your house?
We at the top of Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Well, you got wildlife and bugs, so I still don't want to be there. I'm just saying, shit. When I was younger, I didn't give a shit. I give a shit now. I don't want no bugs around. I don't want no goddamn some old big-ass animal close to my house. Nigga look out the house and it's a bear or some goddamn shit.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's gonna be none of that shit out here. I mean, the motherfuckers, they got snakes and scorpions, but by the grace of God, I haven't seen none. You know, you don't see the snake. Just you go out in the backyard or something, and they go a snake. I ain't never seen that. You go out there.
That
shit,
they be in the
scorpion.
Front yard out here.
Huh?
I say they be in the front yard out here, be all up in your motor.
Oh.
You be driving, they'll come out your windshield.
Oh, hell no. Now, you really got me fucked up like 13 times now. I don't do snakes. No. Nigga, I just walk outside and... Like where my mother lives, they be having snakes around there. She just go and get the goddamn gauge and just shoot the motherfuckers. I don't do snakes. Not at all. Not at all. Oh, come on, you homosexual ass motherfucker. Yeah, it's your fault, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Watching the football game. I was at my mother's house and I was building a gazebo. So I was putting a damn pole in the ground and shit. And I was talking to my wife and I said, well, the only way I'm not gonna be out here is if it's a snake. And I looked down and it was a snake running right, walking right, whatever the fuck they do, it was coming toward me. They ain't got no legs, so he wasn't running. But it was coming right toward me. Boy, I dropped that motherfucker phone and broke like a motherfucker. I don't do snakes.
You could have just stepped on his head. Stomped his head.
I don't know what. They say the one that got colors and shit like that, those be the ones that be venomous. So I'm scared of anything where they ain't got no goddamn legs. And a whole lot of shit they got legs, even people. And you just, what? That's what you do? You just step on their head?
Yeah.
I remember when Hev Love said he was bailing some hay and a motherfucking rattlesnake or something was at the bottom of that bitch.
Copperhead.
Mm-mm. See?
I didn't see it.
You can pick it up by the tail and swing it around and it'll break his neck.
Oh, no. I'm gonna be too far away from that motherfucker to grab his tail. No. Y'all, I got chicken skin just thinking about that shit right now. I cannot do that. A snake? So you just grab the motherfucker by his tail and
pop this motherfucker like a whip.
Mm-mm. Well, y'all have y'all spot. Cause if I see a snake, I'm gone. I'm out. You know. I ain't gonna be nowhere in the vicinity of where a snake is.
I ain't trying to be.
But y'all used to it, y'all. Out there in the goddamn country thing. Not me. I guess I'm so used to being in Cali, you know, to where the only thing we see is bears and coyotes and mountain lions and all that shit. Them motherfuckers got legs, so I could fuck them up. That goddamn snake, no. Then you talking about them being in my car? Oh, fuck no. Oh, hell no. Motherfucker jump in a car and you got a snake in your car?
I
can't even finish that. You walk in the car, snake in the car. Oh, don't let me be driving. I'm jumping out that bitch. The car's going to be going down through my goddamn self. I'm just saying. I'm thinking
so
about
wanna,
all
so
of
you, are you one of them types that when you see a snake crossing the road, you run over it and don't see it in your rearview mirror, you pull over.
You gotta speed up a little bit, and you gotta skirt it.
Yeah, you gotta make it pop.
If I see a snake, if I see a nigga, if I see anything in the front of the car that looks threatening to me, I'm running that motherfucker over. That's all I gotta say. So, but if this is snake in the street.
Yeah,
I try to move out the way not to hit the dog. If I see a snake in the street, he just ran the fuck over. He ain't nowhere near my car or nothing like that. I'm running over. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's just
I know. When I was younger, I used to have it bad about taking my truck out of the country and parking back in the field under a tree. And laying on the back of it and getting high. I quickly realized that wasn't no good idea.
You do, when you got wildlife around, it ain't no good idea.
Well, it wasn't so much as that. The worst part was the snakes in the trees.
Oh, no.
And it depends on what kind of tree you pull up under, you know what I'm saying?
You can be walking outside or sitting outside and they'll fall out the tree.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Make a big thump.
Nope. Mr. Everywhere, you agree with that? I'm cool. I want no falling
tree. Mr. Everywhere is not going to fuck with nothing in Vegas.
They got games in the league.
Can you hear me?
Oh, Yeah, I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I didn't know y'all let me in. I'm sitting up there like, hell, they ain't let me in yet.
Oh, nigga, you just wasn't playing that. Oh, we still need.
Y'all talking about snakes and stuff, man. Y'all gonna make me hungry. I'm gonna have to put one on the grill this weekend.
You know what I'm talking about? I just told y'all that, boy. You just think y'all talking playing. Confirm.
Well, good luck.
I eat some gators.
Somebody else kill it. Somebody else kill the gator. I eat the gator. Now, I eat some motherfucking gator. But if I gotta go kill it, my motherfucking self, Nope.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, just call me the city folk. I'm a city folk, man.
Yes.
Now, if you want to... You want to eat a nigga or something, I might be able to get one for you.
Yeah, about $2 or $3. Cheap meat. $2 or $3, you get you a good nigga.
That's a good style.
We'll put one of them Diamondback rattles on the grill with some barbecue sauce, and you'd be saying, I'd be saying, watch me work. Watch me move. You'd be watching me work. I like that performance also. It was good.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Only deal with missing is you should have had me throwing some money on your cousin or whoever she was. She was just doing a little cheek, right,
look,
cheek.
I was in the same neighborhood with you, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you like, watch all of it, Scratch. You watch some of it.
I watched it for.
Look, y'all was taking pictures and sending it to me before y'all even went up there.
I was watching what was watching me.
Yeah.
What?
Two lies.
They was Facebook. Her old man would have been mad at me
until she found out she come home with the rent money.
Look, they was doing the little live chat. This nigga threw an interception. You fucking dick. Nah. But so that's how I knew ahead of time.
Hey, she had me like Chris Webber now, had me calling the time out and we didn't have none left.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Didn't get a technical foul for calling the time out without no time out.
I was going to put a four-court press on her birthday. I wasn't going to let her get on the court.
Yeah.
You know what? You should have her call the radio station and let her know that she does have some die-hard fans out.
Can't call her old man. We're going to go inside of her head.
She put on. Yeah.
Wow.
She did.
Now, that was...
Yeah, tell her she got a whole new Twist fan club.
Oh! Wow, another fumble and another touchdown. Wow, they're going back and forth.
Thank you. Oh, good God Almighty.
Yeah.
I'm sitting up here talking to y'all. I'm looking at Amazon. And my parents say, look, Dad, be fumble.
Touchdown.
Nope.
Yeah, but I like that performance. So I was checking it out. What you call it when she had sent me that tagged me. I went and checked it out. I liked it.
Yeah.
Y'all pulled that off with the guy in there with your cousin in there filling in for the watch me work. That they pulled it off.
Yeah. I had to get away from me. Almost made me fall.
What?
He was dancing to everybody's stuff, not just my stuff. He was up there on everybody's stuff.
Yeah, he was happy to be in Houston here. Shit.
Yeah.
He
was in Houston last time. jump roping and dancing around the pole type of shit.
I swear.
Now that's how I used to be back in 2009. I go in the club and take over that motherfucker on the damn floor. I get up there and turn that joke into Magic City, man. Them jokers be so mad. They be like, God damn, man. I was trying to holler at her now, her and the homegirls over there sleeping with this nigga, man. Who the hell is that? Shit, I take that motherfucker over. I used to take that over back in the day when I come home in 2011. Oh, man, when it was on again. Oh, man, that shit, man, by the bar out. It was a wrap. That was a wrap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did. You think you're not there?
Where
your
you
brother was? Right,
huh?
Where your brother was? Right?
I ain't heard from him. He was sick, man. Yesterday he said he was real sick. He asked me, was I sick? I was like, no. He said he got real sick and was throwing up and stuff. And my mom asked, have I heard from him today? I said, I ain't heard from him. I ain't seen him on Facebook. I ain't heard from him or nothing today.
I talked to him a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I know. When he was on the show, we talked Friday. And he came by Saturday. And I was cooking up some tracks for him. And then he called me yesterday after I was sick. I said, no. And he said he was sick. I haven't heard from him all day today. You know him. He hit me up. What's up? Good morning. He ain't even hit me up today. You know, by the time I got to going to Dallas, I went to sleep. I got there. I dozed on off, man. I was shit tired.
I hear you on that one.
Nigga, my boy hit me late last night. Well, he hit me yesterday, and then I was trying to tell him, like, hey, I was giving everybody a deal. I said, you got to call me, get that Christmas special for them websites and tracks. So he called late last night. Hey, man, I need to get in. I was like, well, shit, let's make it happen. So I'm going to build that this week. Then my other partner called. He called me today. Man, I need one of them beats that you were playing the other day. I was like, shit, you got to tell me which one. I said, I done made 9 beats in 2 days. I made 3 while 86 was here and 2 more after he left. So,
wow, I hear you.
I'm trying to have 20 of them done because I'm going to stop making beats the rest of the month. After I get 20 done between tomorrow and Thursday, then I'm going to be done and be shifting on doing my radio campaign push and stuff like that and getting some podcasts and stuff lined up for the artists. So that's what's going to take all my time the rest of the month.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it together, but I don't know. I think my mind is just working slow right now. Shit. Don't
yeah,
know.
Lord,
it's
tell
like,
me something good, man.
Man, it's slow on my end. I'm trying to put together my underground masterpiece, slowly but slowly.
Tell Hollywood, man, what's up, man? He ain't called me in 50 million years. Well, he probably just had my old phone number. That's why.
Yeah,
he ain't called me in 50 million years.
Yeah, you need to holler at him, man. You need to holler at him. Hollywood got the paper. Oh, yeah, he said, Drew, he need to talk to you again, too. Bro,
yeah, he used to send me a paper all the time. Yep, he used to send me one all the time, me and Buddha. I ain't heard from Hollywood, and there ain't no telling when.
Yeah, he back at it, man. He back at it. He had, you know, was doing he had stopped here. Well, I ain't going to say he stopped here, but he wasn't putting as much pressure on here because he had someone back writing for his other papers, you know, one of the biggest papers in Texas, so... He doing both for them now. So
he doing the Grove Standard still?
Still doing the Grove Standard. He also doing the one out of Houston. Afro News, African American News.
Whatever.
Yeah. So he been putting it in, you know, get his work in, man. He called me the other day.
Somebody told him
I was in town, and they heard I was doing music. I said, how y'all gonna hear I'm doing music? And I ain't really doing nothing right now. I got 3 beats, and everybody think I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, still working on some things. Wow, fucking them bitch. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm gonna lose again. Anyway, man. We got 10 minutes left. I'm gonna play a couple of joints, and come back. We're gonna close out the show because I gotta go and make this damn pitch, man.
Yeah.
Fifty. Do what's ready, man. Give us a call 323-642-1597.
Got into it with both neighbors and served with the divorce papers. It's so major, next to coke capers. Bitter custody battle, homie, and then come to alimony. She has a bachelor, I was macaroni. Shack with Tony Braxton, looking dime piece. Ain't nobody cattle on me. Then I joined the holy matrimony. Got the 3.5 BBS rock with the platinum, homie. She whipped the snapper on me. I said the cat was cool. I guess he thought that that gave her the green light to act a fool. Coming unglued, catching the attitude. Pouring gas and throwing matches on my gator boots and matching suits. My first instinct was to take off on her and crack her tooth. You know what that can do? Have your hands shackled in back of you and have you labeled as a wife beater. You decide to leave her. Then you start thinking, damn, I might die. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. And she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game of fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. She called me chauvinistic, cause from time to time I go ballistic. Call her all kind of hoes and bitches, still wanted to blow me kisses. This bitch is so delicious. All night, it was her cold on some soapy dishes with salty fries and moldy. I deserve it for the times I made her hair stand like a peacock. So a mighty blow, meant to plant my fist in the sea rock. She out the door like Flojo, now I got to chase her 3 blocks. Nosy ass neighbor on the phone calling up the cops. Making the situation sound worse than it really is. Knowing we do this twice a month, round the first and the 25th. Grab her purse and the kids in the car keys, she off the mama. She said she's sick of me, she tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead. And I'm so hot, I'm seeing red. Talking about taking half my green, now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game of fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come back to ignorant. Time to call her mom now to come over and get her shit. Cause if I lay the bomb down and mess around and split her lip, I'ma end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man's face. Get out a man's face. Don't put yourself in a man's place. Hit me with that damn face. I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the base and said we're finished and we're history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited. Our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time. Guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game of fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
Yeah.
King Scratch. True West, for life, remember that, remember that. Be the chief, but that ain't nothing but an Indian. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not perfect, cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to king, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. The loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. 4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTVs on your banners and shit. You don't have my soul, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gon' make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass, niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
US Radio, Mad Monday. Yeah. I don't know what happened to Air of Love. Mr. Edward Studio in the building. I should get to watch that damn video now. Uh-oh. Uncle Bob, hold on, watch this. Let me put him in. Got 2 minutes left. Hold on. Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob. I merged you in. We're on the radio station. We got a minute and 44 seconds. Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
Hello?
Yo.
Bye.
Yo.
Bye.
What's going on? Hello?
Uncle Bob.
Hello? Huh?
I'm trying to call him. See, I'm trying to... Yeah, I guess he can't hear us.
Bob.
Is he still on there?
No, he was on my phone.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he called and I was trying to throw him in. I was trying to throw him in with him, but I guess it ain't working. Well, through us radio shit, we got about 45 seconds left. Thank y'all for listening and calling in. We didn't have a big old, I don't know, I gotta look and see what the stats is for tonight, but you know, I don't think I'm gonna do the after hours because I'm about to go on cook some fish.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Who's that?
Hey, you guys. Hey.
Who is
this, your cousin?
That's my best friend. One of my best friends.
Oh, best friend.
What's up, best friend?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. We out.
I got my blood pressure medicine. Just have to watch that
beat. You better take it.
You better take the blood pressure medicine, then. Oh my God. Oh Lord. It ain't gonna work. Well, can you hear me? I don't know. Yeah, that's why I'm mad. I missed it. Hey, y'all want that on the line? Y'all scared to talk? You were making me throw my rent money at the goddamn telephone screen.
Damn, I wish it was see through. I would have been grabbing it.
Oh my God.
Hey, Stretch, how you doing?
All right, what the business is?
Chilling back at home. How are you?
Oh, I'm chilling too. I'm about to cook me some fish. Me and my son.
I didn't want you going home with more money than you started with, and then you had to explain to him where it come from.
I wasn't going to explain nothing. I was going to take it straight where I needed to take it to.
You know, you just tell me that come from your sponsor.
That's right.
We don't explain no sponsorships.
Well, Lord. Yeah,
we don't explain none of those. Good. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing okay. Good. Yeah,
they gave me a Japanese last name. I got a Japanese last name, Nomo. They call me Mr. Nomo. So if I get hold to it, your man won't get no mo.
Oh, my God. Not Mr. Nomo.
Mr. Nomo.
President,
even announced after hours. Now, as you tell him, baby, you don't start acting right. Mr. Nomo coming over. Who is that? Oh, Mr. Nomo,
baby,
when
Mr.
he get
Nomo
old,
coming
baby,
over.
He won't get no mo. You tighten up, have your bath water ready, food cooked, and everything when you come home.
I ain't coming then.
Yeah, he won't never leave the house then. You tell him about Mr. Nomo, he'll be at the house every day.
Oh, shit, I ain't going to tell him.
He be looking out the blinds. Is that Mr. Nomo pulling up? Oh man, that's Amazon Prime truck. I thought that was Mr. Nomo.
If it's that good, they gonna be looking for me with a flashlight. I ain't coming back.
Yeah, no, mine make your toe curl up and throw gang signs. I don't want you to get shot in no drive by now and get a pedicure at the ceiling fan. Get you a pedicure at the ceiling fan.
Yes, indeed.
Basically, I guess they're saying they like the performance.
Oh, you
already?
Yeah,
already?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the whole show. That's what I was telling. I liked the whole show, but you took the show to a whole another level.
Come on now.
Remind me back when I used to be a background rapper for Luke.
Oh Lord!
Don't stop, get it. They say, Claude, how much of me, Parker? Can I holler at you for a second?
Oh, my God. Take me somewhere.
Shoot, baby, I got an all-expense-paid trip on SpaceX. We can go to the moon and back and be back by noon.
Let me know when we leaving.
You said you in Dallas, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas.
I'm way down here in Florida. I don't know if you're allergic to this beach sand and this water. I don't know.
I'm trying to get to the beach in the water.
I'm 5 minutes from the beach.
Wait a minute.
Fly me out.
What is going on?
Yeah, I'll fly
Julia, calm down. It's okay.
Yeah, I fly you out. You know you're gonna have to give him a you have to give him sign your permission slip.
We ain't gotta do none of that.
Oh shoot. You gonna have to.
Everything's okay.
You're gonna have to pack more than a spending night bag. You have to get that
don't worry about none of that.
You have to get that moving truck. We can get that U-Haul. We can move him out, move me in the same weekend for $19.99.
You play all day.
Yes, Julia.
What's up? Girl, you got yourself a head for it, don't you? Girl? Yeah. With everyone.
Sprock.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess Scratch and Hell hung up.
Oh, wow. They probably still on there.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know where to be found when I was out there in Dallas. He'd be at White Diamond over there in Oak Cliff. You wouldn't know where to be found.
Not the White Diamond in the Oak Cliff. Oh, yes, I was in there. You just didn't know me.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's where I used to be at.
What? Shut up.
See, I'm trying to get Trudy over there to perform.
Get on over here.
They got a Lil Ronnie birthday party this weekend.
We'll show out over there.
She like it too. She'll like it. That's her crowd. She'll like it.
Yeah.
I wish she could have performed this weekend at Lil Ronnie, not Lil Ronnie birthday party, but Shine's birthday party, the one that owns it. Her birthday party. She got Lil Ronnie in concert this Saturday.
Surely is. Mm-hmm.
All right, DJ Scratch.
Oh, well, now, Bob, what's up, Bob? Now you back on. What's up? This Miss Everywhere. What's going on? Pat.
What you up to, brother? I'm out of here. Just went past a tornado. Shit. I could hear that.
Yeah, damn, y'all got tornado. Where you at in Kansas City?
No, I'm over here by Amarillo, Texas, going down to Dallas.
Oh yeah, you got them stuff them sandstorms and tornadoes and stuff. Yeah, you right.
Oh,
you going back down?
Yeah. Man, I've been gone since yesterday, but I've been having trouble out this truck again, all kinds of shit, man.
Man, you got to take that truck back, man. Take that truck back, get your money back, and go get you a 2024.
I've been having some kind of electrical shit, but I guess it'll be all right. Now the motherfucker don't want to cut off. I mean, it don't want to stay on when I lay down to sleep and shit. And, you know, it's out here, it's snowing and ice and shit. So
no, man,
I don't
you want get, my... You got to get that fixed.
I'm going to get it fixed at the shop soon as Sunday, like, I'm trying to find somewhere to park because of these tornadoes and shit.
Yeah, boy, I've been parked there some time. First deal looked like a parking lot. I'm parking.
Yeah, I ain't like a lot of niggas be out here riding with them tornadoes. Man, I don't ride with that shit.
Man, I don't even ride. If it's sprinkled outside, I won't even ride. You best believe it. I'm not going to even drive in the rain.
Because it's not that important. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. So tomorrow night.
I bought me a truck a few years ago. The second day I had it, I go to try to drive to go eat at Golden Corral. And me and my homeboy riding, and the damn bottom fell out of it. And they got that 59 where you head from Texarkana going to Houston. And they built it so messed up. They had 18-wheeler up on the wall yesterday. But I hit that goddamn puddle at the foot of that damn bridge and slid down and hit that wall. And I was like, man. After that, I said, that's my last time driving in the rain. And I ain't drove in the rain since.
Yeah, yeah, because these tires is not. One time I was driving down Amarillo, right, downtown, and a son of a bitch did about 80 past me, right, in the ice and shit. Do you know this motherfucker went right and stopped in front of me?
Oh, hell.
So I'm,
Now you know this big old rig. With all that ice on the ground, that motherfucker had me going across the highway, slipping his side, man. I thought I was going to die, man. But guess how I came out? I stepped on the accelerator, boy.
I got to go out there and see Miss Lady out there in Dallas. Then I might drive in the rain blindfolded then.
Yeah, I said, if I'm going to go out, I'm going out right with a boom, goddamn. I stepped on this motherfucker and it straightened up. Just take a big-ass rig going down the highway 70 miles an hour sideways.
Mm-hmm.
I was go over the embankment and all that shit. I stepped on it, motherfucker. And it straightened up. Just like cars do, but you got all this trailer, you know.
Okay, now, Trulia, y'all on the show? I'm trying to see if they still on Trulia.
Yeah, I'm still
here. Y'all doing Dallas?
Yeah, where your cousin? Your friend? What's your name?
Her name is Shai.
Shai, that's what she said. But I'm just going to make it simple. I'm just going to call you Diamond. Make it easy, Diamond, because your eyes sparkle and your body's flawless. It might as well call you Diamond.
Well, what she do, rap or sing?
Both.
Oh, shoot. What she do? Oh, man,
she
I don't know.
You must. And what, you had out of Texas somewhere?
I'm in Louisiana.
Truly out of Monroe, Louisiana. She raps.
Well, who was talking about the cliff?
I'm talking about mm-hmm. Oakville. Shais is she, what you call it? She the backup dancer for Trulia. That's what you call it, the hype man. That's the hype man, because she keep them hype.
Yeah.
One of them.
So what y'all better put together something?
No, I actually just did my second show in Houston. And I had posted it, so they was giving me feedback on the show.
My family out there in Houston. Matter of fact, I need to get my ass over to Houston.
Okay.
But I didn't book it. I might have to book it today after tomorrow.
Okay.
So you do good at the show?
I did good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kept my head on the stem, you know, main things. I just need to engage the audience more. I'm my worst fit. I'm be hard on myself, so. Even though if I do good, it's always something. Say that again?
You need to be your number one critic. That way you'll become masterful at this game. You can get a lot. You can get a lot of game. It's a hell of a game. You master this shit, that's where you want to be.
Okay.
So
well,
what y'all
call
it? Oh, yeah.
I'm just cooking fish.
You working with the right people. They understand this to a science.
Yeah, I what you call it, I keep on a P's and Q's with the industry. Like I tell it, man, the industry is, you know, it done changed. I've been in the game since 91, so it done did a lot of changing. Went from digital CD to digital downloads and streams. Now they're going back to CDs and albums again and trying to take stuff down from streaming platforms and all that. So it's forever changing, but, you know, you just got to be able to roll with the punches in this game. But you can make a decent living in it you don't got to be no big, rich million, $10 million, but you can make a decent living in it, you know. Just doing you performances. You can go in there and do performances, get $2,500 a show, doing 3-4 shows a week, and that's 10 grand right there in a week. And, shit, 40 grand a month.
Yeah. And jump on Red Eye everywhere to go get your money.
Yeah, did you ever get back with Ebony on any of that stuff?
I haven't talked to Ebony in a few days because I have been kind of sick. But I talked to, I think I touched out to Agent Dines. You know never met her. He's a dying girl.
She was on. She was on the show a week and a half ago.
You talking about Asia 99?
Asia Dime.
No.
Oh, that's somebody different then. I thought you were talking about Asia 99. Oh, Varsity. What you call? I met her on the show. Asia 9. Yeah, I haven't heard her. If that's the one, my phone burned up. My phone caught on fire while I was sleeping in the bed. It was like last week, I think, when you had them on the show. I think that's who that was, whoever that was on the show last week. I know I missed a few of them.
Yeah, like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I might have heard her, and I'd be having so many people call me while I'd be on the show. They call and call and call. So half the time I missed the show, the half of the show. Like today I was on a call with my friend from 30 years ago. He hadn't heard from me in like 7 years, and he didn't know what I was going through, and found out, and he called me, and we talked for the last 2 hours. So I was like, yeah, good. They always check on me no matter what. We always tend to find each other out. Well, you got your official dancer now. She got my vote, and I voted three times.
I got a lot of those.
Well, she got my vote. I voted three times, so. If I go to jail for goddamn voting two times, 2 minutes in, hell, locked up, they won't let me out.
I
got to make y'all laugh. I be serious, but I got to make stuff funny, too. Y'all always got to make them laugh. If not, they walk around with that red nose on their nose because they be frowned up and that lipstick be rubbing on their nose when they frowned up. So you got to make them smile. They be looking like Rudolph. Yeah, Bob, what you got going in the pipeline with the music, man? Bob? Shaish? Trulia? Anybody?
I'm here, Mr. Everywhere. I'm here. Yeah,
y'all done made me go to the ATM machine for nothing, hell.
What you been working on?
I didn't do nothing today. I got, like I said, by the time I got off and got in, I had two phone calls. One was business phone call, and then the other phone call was my friend called. He was on the phone for 2 hours, so I'm going to work on some tracks. I got like 9 new ones. You ain't heard none of them. I got 9 new ones done. All of them banging. Bananas.
The other girl, the other lady, she get the other beat from you?
Uh-uh, not yet. And my cousin supposed to been wild. That one I said was sold. He probably been, he said he's going to cash out the money tomorrow. So I said when he cash out, then I send him the track and the paperwork. But, I got to do one for my homeboy in Memphis. That I grew up with down here. I got to do one for him. He said he going to send me the money as soon as I get the beat done. And then I got to do another one for this other guy. So I told him, I ain't going to have to do them. I just got to let them see if they want them. If they don't want them, I'll cook them up something. But I'm going to cook up. And I got about three of them that I know that fit you. The other one just go either way. I got like 3 selling soul tracks, and then the rest is like 3 selling soul, I think 2 R&B, and then the rest rap tracks. So, what you work on? You didn't work on his Shaiz?
That's her name.
Is she on here or she gone?
I think she hung up.
Oh, wow. She hung up. I was gonna see. She don't sing either. But she don't rap.
No, she don't sing. She don't sing or rap. She own a income tax business.
Oh shoot, man! That's where the money's at. The income tax business.
Yeah, that'd be most of all my friends. I probably was the only one didn't own the beans. Most of all my friends, they got their own businesses.
Well, that's good. I see that. That's the deal, I keep on reiterating over and over again. Because I didn't even know my homie built had got a liquor store. He just passed last year, one of my best friends. I didn't even know he had got a liquor store. I looked up one day. I looked up one day and tried to look him up, and it said, owner of what you call liquor. They're like, damn, but he don't own no liquor store. Then when I got to talk to his sister, she's like, yeah, he owned a liquor store, but they were taking food stamps. So they got busted that way because they were processing food stamps.
They do it down here. They got food stamps, and you go swipe your card, and they just give you the cash. So if you got $200 on your card, they'll swipe it, and then they just give you $200 cash.
Well, that's what he was doing, you see. And that's how he got busted.
Down here.
Well, he got shut down before the... he caught COVID and passed last year, and I didn't even know he had a liquor store. I mean, that I'm always love him because when I came home, he gave me a great blessing. Great blessing.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna incriminate myself, but he gave me one of the biggest blessings that you can ever have, from coming home and only having about X amount of dollars is, you know, workable, but and somebody blesses you with a bigger blessing. I'm talking about damn near, I got damn near a 70K blessing. Put it that way. That's a real blessing. That's why I was hurt. But I stay in contact with his sister all the time. And I was like, man, that was my go-to guy. He, ever since he met me, he you know, always showed me love. I always showed him love. And then when I come home, I looked him up and then talked with him. I'm like, man, I can't find no job. I got to get a job or these folks going to violate me. And he's like, man, what your money looking like? I'm like, man, I got X amount. You know, I'm cool. He's like, no, man, I can't have you like that. You got to be back on top. So he put me back on top like overnight. Real shit. Rest in peace. Real shit. I was like, man. And I won that whole year, 2011. Oh, I won. When I say I won, that's the whole case in point. That allowed me to put myself in a position to help other artists and stuff. That's why I had money still up. You know, I was able to help Deshaun Washington and all them artists by wasting money. That's what I was saying. I was steady wasting money on artists that didn't want it. Now everybody like, hey, man, you think? And I said, man, I do not invest in an artist's career. You can't convince me that. No, sir. That's why I like your grind and the kids' grind. They get out there and they sell raffle tickets, baskets, nacho plates, and all that stuff. They be out there every weekend grinding something. They get that money, then they go pay for their video. And buy their beats and then pay for their studio sessions, all that stuff, with just their hustle.
Is the game?
Damn, is the game over? What's the score? 13.
It might as
well be over. Yeah, 27-13. Are you watching the game, too?
Yeah, we're watching the game.
Yeah, but that, yeah, White Diamond, that'd be nice. If you ever go there, it's real nice. They be having food off in there and everything.
What's the capacity?
How many people could hold off in there? It's got two different sides. You can probably get about 1,000 people on one side and probably about 600 people on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's real big. I mean, if they cleared all the tables out, so they got tables that make it where you get so many people in, but if they just cleared the tables out, standing room only, you can get like 1,000
mm-hmm.
people off in there. It's real nice. You got nice food. They're real good people. Her husband, young Nino, is tied in and Confetti can vouch for that. He tied into the whole Dallas rap scene.
What about that lady you was talking about the other day, the Shauna lady? How you say her? The Shauna, you know, the Shauna lady?
Oh, from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Wine's cousin. Yeah, she said she talked with you. Dad already told her to be looking out for you. And then she like, yeah, I talked to her. She's real nice. She's real sweet. I said, yeah. I said, all people I deal with is level-headed. You see, that's the whole deal about it. And they be crazy and stuff like that. I don't even introduce people to people like that. I don't never want nobody to say, man, you know that person you hooked me up with? Got dang on the business side, man. That motherfucker crazy as Cooter Calhoun. Cause I don't,
Yeah, she performed as well.
Oh, did she perform?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she performed.
She didn't tell me she was performing.
Mm-hmm. I got to put it together. I think I got some of her performance.
I'm going to get on her. She didn't tell me she performed. She just said she was going to her
performed.
Cousin. She went to her cousin's birthday party. She didn't tell me I'm performing at my cousin's birthday party. I just said I got a artist affiliate of mine that's traveling down there to perform at the party. And she's like, oh, okay. And I told her, look out, be on the lookout for you. Then what you call it? So, and she ain't never not one time told me, I'm going to be performing too. You know, more people are like, yeah, I'm going to be performing too. Well, I'm going to hit the stage, and she ain't tell me that one time. She got on her mind going to fuss out. Big booty Judy. You going to fuss you out. Didn't even tell
got a big one, too.
I said, goddamn, girl, I be done put my drink on your behind and turn around. My drink be done walked off. I be done got mad at the bartender.
You sure going to do that with her.
She got a whole... Got dang, she got a whole wine rack back there. You can hold, set the bottle on one side and the wine glass on the other. Hold your drink all night. Yeah,
Where's she from?
From Houston.
Okay.
Southside Live Click.
Okay.
That's they entourage. I'm surprised Confetti wasn't down there. You ain't heard from him?
Oh, no, I haven't talked to him.
Oh, wow. I thought you'd be the heard from Confetti. I haven't heard from him.
No, I haven't talked to him.
Oh, boy, them whopper used to be taking so good now, man.
I got Sweet Pea on video. She was down there.
Oh, Sweet Pea showed up?
Yeah, she showed up.
Oh, hell, she didn't tell me. Oh, yeah, she did, because Connoisseur Chris performed, didn't he?
No, he didn't perform. Her husband
didn't perform. Where he performed at then?
He was supposed to perform, but them people showed up late. Sheila let them most of them get on stage. That was late.
Oh, well, she did right, but see, because I thought he said he was going to be performing or something, so that's why I thought he performed. Yeah, you got to be on time, man. I mean, if you know how I put on the show, Buddha can tell you, I'm over here getting the cake, and I get the cake at like 11 noon, 1 o'clock at the latest. I'm getting the cake at the grocery store, picking the cake up. I'm at the liquor store. After I leave there and I drop that off, I'm at the liquor store getting whatever my artist's liquor is for their VIP for their room, you know, and then I get all the stuff. If they want a bottle at the club, and I get them a bottle at the club or whatever like that, too. So however that works. But I always have my stuff in order, man, my sound check. Y'all going to come do the sound check, take y'all get something to eat. Y'all go back to y'all room, sleep. Y'all can chop it up with some females you want to. Then I'll come back and get you like about 10:30, 11. Sit you off in VIP, then I want you on the stage 12, 1 o'clock, in between 12 and 1 o'clock, I want you on stage. And you go from 12, or 12:30 to 1:30, then sign autographs. 2 o'clock, we winded it down. 3 o'clock, everybody going home. That's how I tried to wear my stuff. Everything is, hey, if you performing, I got to have your stuff. If not, you ain't performing. Don't come in and tell me, I thought you said I performed. Ain't no I thought. Thought can be bought. They have a price tag on it. If I tell you what I need, sound check, you don't show up for sound check, you don't get on stage. If I tell you your sound check going to be at 3:45 in the afternoon, at 3:45 in the afternoon, you need to show up. And if it's a night show and I'm like, okay, your sound check going to be at 9 o'clock before the show start. I need all y'all there at 9 o'clock. Then y'all going about y'all business and come back. Then they go at 9 and they come back in at 11. They do they stuff at about 12:45. They in and off the stage. And then the big artists get on stage and go from 1 to 2 o'clock. And I run my stuff a certain way so it don't be disaster. It don't be disaster. I done had too many disaster deals that I had that I couldn't take. I couldn't tolerate. The last one I had was beyond my control. DJ Banks had the goddamn plan, got drunk and started playing the wrong songs. So that's how that was.
That was he as a road manager. I mean, as a I've been hearing, I ain't been hearing, like, you like the third person that told me he messed up, like, a track.
Oh, Banks?
Performance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He got drunk and then went playing the wrong song. But see, just like I told the kid mama, I said, have the engineer, the producer, engineer, put all the show tracks on the disc. Only the show tracks on the disc.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I forgot to tell you what happened when I was performing.
He said it stopped or something you were saying.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened. The DJ, you know, Scratch had already did my show tape. He had already scratched and stuff on it. So when it came on, the DJ was trying to scratch on top of scratching.
Wow.
So that's what happened. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
And play my shit. Don't scratch a goddamn deal.
I put that in my post, but I had deleted it. I said, no, I'm going to be professional on my post. I said, I ain't going to say nothing about it. It was 10 seconds in, so I had the acapella, the rest of it. I didn't stop or nothing. I kept going. That's how come I know I did real good. Like, I kept going. Scratch it already taught me how to be, you know, like bad things happen on the set, so I kept on going. I thought he was coming out with the music, stopping the music, and then gonna bring it back, but it didn't. And it was so funny because them females was on stage. I mean, the females heard the stuff, so they ran to the stage and started twerking. And I said, "Psych, remix." And dudes start pointing and laughing at him. So it was fun.
Like I say, I know how to do that. Like, and I wouldn't do nothing unless I conferred with the artist. If I was a DJ, I wouldn't do no stunt like that unless I conferred with the artist. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to play this and so on and so forth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. 10 seconds in, he heard it and then he tried to start scratching on it, and it messed everything up. It just cut everything off.
Mm-mm.
I had to go back up there. And when I went up there, he was like, "Oh, she got to email it again. It only 10 seconds of the clip downloaded."
What he had only 10 seconds downloaded.
That's what he said.
Well, you said only 10 seconds? Oh, yeah, because you emailed the song in, huh?
That. Yeah, say that again.
I said you emailed the song in to him.
I had to email the same song again. He said only 10 seconds.
Do you carry your music on the jump drive?
No, I had it on the USB. He was trying to scratch on top of my scratch.
Yeah, just keep it on the USB for that exact reason. Keep it on the U.S.
No, he was just using that as an excuse to try to throw the heat off of him.
That way, if they computer mess up or something, they didn't get the email, then you still got it.
He didn't know how to, Mr. Everywhere, he didn't know how to use it. He didn't know how to use the USB. I had to email it to him. After they told me to go buy USB, I had to email it to him.
Well,
he didn't know how to use
USB. USB. He didn't know how to use computer. That's
he didn't know how to. He didn't know. Yeah, so, yeah, I was up there for at least about 20 minutes, you know, trying to, at the DJ booth, trying to get him to, you know. Yeah,
they did this like that in Memphis. Yeah. I was the first person to email the damn song. And he talking about, where's the music? And my homegirl getting mad at me. Talking about, what's going on? Talking about, they ain't got the music. And I said, damn, Raven, I emailed you the music, the first person. She said, he did email it. So the guy checked his email. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, well, where the other microphone? We just got one. I'm like, oh, shit, man.
What kind of
bootleg stuff is this?
Yeah. Yep. He didn't know how to use a USB. When I heard it, I was like, oh, my goodness, baby.
Yeah, but I tell him to have two copies of your jump drive at all times. Have two copies. I used to tell 86, Neil, make 10 copies of a CD, put them in a sleeve, don't open them up. And once you get done using that at a show, throw it away. So you got a fresh one that's not scratched.
Yeah.
That'll mess you
so
up.
So it's just me and you on here?
Yeah, I guess so.
That guy we were talking to, who was that?
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
That's Uncle Bob from Freeway Records.
Oh, okay.
I want to introduce Scratch to. So, that's who that is. Real good guy. They got a couple of artists. They got one named Ebony. She does Neo Soul. That's the one I've been doing some tracks for, but I haven't heard back from
him. Mm-hmm.
Nobody give me a green light.
It's the holidays. Everybody buying presents.
So they were telling me at first they needed the song by the 1st of December. So I'm like, well, yes, I started on 2. And I'm like, well, hell, I have a head start. Yeah. Ain't heard back about nobody with the bag, so they ain't got the bag. It's a no go. So I've been waiting on them. Yes, I got plenty of them. Trying to tell everybody need to have music out and in rotation for the 1st quarter. That's the best time to get signed, the 1st quarter of the year. But you got to have something that's knocking. Got to have something that's knocking. Watch me work. I'm so smooth. Hello?
Yeah, I need to.
Okay.
You said you already sent that to the radio station, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you, as soon as you sent it to me, I went and sent it to, I should have got them. I didn't have to send you no copy. I would have been to send you a copy back. I could have did a carbon copy. But yeah, I got to remind myself when I start doing that. Which I'm going to get started tomorrow since I'm off all day. Get started tomorrow with, what you call it? send them out to more radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pretty much call it up.
Well, I guess I'm going to call it a night.
Yeah, I'm not going to call it a night. You hit me up tomorrow. I'm going to let you listen to a few tracks.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Being a torn ACL, but yeah, it goes into next year. Colt McCoy is a backup quarterback. He's